The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 34. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on May 12th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tadvidi pranipatena. Pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekshanti te jnanam. Jnaninas tatvadarshinah. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharmantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the bona fide spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the disciple is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. So, Krishna is called Adi Guru.
Taigi, Krishna yra vadinamas Adi Guru.
He is the original Guru.
Jisai yra pirminis dvasinis mokytojas.
He speaks directly to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Jisai tiesiog Arjuna išsako Bhagavad Gita.
Tene Brahma Hridayadi Kaviye. He also enlightens Lord Brahma at the beginning of this universe.
Taip pat, šios visatos pradžioj jisai apšviečia viešpatį Brahmą.
We are coming in a line of disciplic succession, which originates with Krishna. Any bona fide disciplic line must originate with Krishna, because he is Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. There are four authorized Vaishnava Sampradayas. Actually, there are four authorized sampradayas, period. Not just Vaishnava, there are only four sampradayas that are authorized. The Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Lakshmi Sampradaya, and the Kumara Sampradaya. So we are coming in the Brahma Sampradaya. This Sampradaya is a very special Sampradaya because in this Kali Yuga, Krishna himself has reappeared within this Sampradaya as Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, this is the most powerful, empowered Sampradaya of all of Sampradayas. It's called Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So there's Lord Rama, you see. Then he enlightens Narada Muni, who enlightens Srila Vyasadeva, who enlightens Madhvacharya. Not Madhvacharya, Madhvacharya. Yeah. So then Madhvacharya then has his disciples and comes down, and Lord Chaitanya is coming in that line. So we are in the Prabhupada branch of the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we can say the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Prabhupada Sampradaya. That is our branch of the siblic succession. This branch is empowered actually for delivering the whole world. So we're very fortunate to be in this Sampradaya. Some critics of our movement say that actually, even though the disciplic succession has gone on for thousands of years, it has stopped with Prabhupada. That after Prabhupada there are no more gurus, only disciples. But Prabhupada doesn't say that. Prabhupada clearly states in his purport, the one who is now the disciple, he becomes the next spiritual master. So some may argue, well, that's only siksha guru, not initiating guru. But Prabhupada said that his disciples should initiate disciples directly, said. So it's authorized by Prabhupada for us to be initiating gurus, you see. If Prabhupada authorized it. He ordered us to do it, actually. Some people say, well, you know, it's called the Ritvik movement, that only Prabhupada can be guru. I had a debate one time with the head pundit of the Ritvik movement. It was on the email.
Pašto.
The public email forum.
Su viešame pašto forum.
And so the final correspondence I had with this devotee was, Prabhupada personally told me that I could be a spiritual master.
Ir mano paskutinė diskusija užsibaigė tuo, kad aš parašiau, kad Prabhupada man asmeniškai pasakė, kad
actually, I have a letter where Prabhupada told me I could be a spiritual man.
Aš turiu laišką, kur Prabhupada man sako, kad aš galiu būti dvasiniu mokytoju.
So Prabhupada told me I could be a spiritual master.
Taigi, šito Prabhupada man sakė, kad aš galiu būti dvasiniu mokytoju.
And you were saying that I cannot be a spiritual master.
Tu sakai, kad aš negaliu.
So who should I listen to, you or Prabhupada?
Kieno aš turėčiau klausyti, tavęs ar Prabhupadas?
And he couldn't say a word.
Ir jis nieko nebegalėjo pasakyti.
He said, but you listen to Prabhupada, then that means I can be a spiritual master.
Jeigu jis pasakys, kad aš turiu klausyti šios Prabhupadas.
He says, well, you shouldn't listen to Prabhupada, you should listen to me instead.
Bet jeigu jis pasakys, kad ne, Prabhupadas neklausyk, klausyk mane.
Then he's obviously a rascal. So he had to remain silent, he couldn't say a word.
Taigi, nieko negalėjo pasakyti.
Prabhupada said, when they remain silent, then they are defeated. So in this way, Prabhupada has ordered us to continue this disciplic succession. He even said we are the next, his disciples are the next in the line of disciplic succession. So therefore, those who come to this movement, they are meant to take initiation from one of Prabhupada's disciples. That's how they become connected with Srila
Prabhupada.
He said, when the new devotees who come, they will become the disciples of my disciples. So if you hear some propaganda from these Vedic people that only Prabhupada is the guru and you shouldn't take anyone except Prabhupada as your guru, then you understand they're just nonsense. This propaganda is all over the internet. It's very prominent on the internet. So those who go on the internet, they may become confused by it. So take your guidance from Prabhupada's books. Anybody can write any nonsense on the internet and publish it. Doesn't mean that it's authorized. What's authorized is what Prabhupada has said and those who preach according to exactly what Prabhupada says. So how does one accept a spiritual master? Should one accept him blindly? Prabhupada says no. In his purport, he says no. He says, blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Someone should not blindly follow. Someone should not blindly follow. Nor should one make ridiculous questions also. One should inquire very seriously to remove all of one's doubts. In this way, I was very expertly trained by Vishnudana Swami Maharaj. He told me, I'll never forget, he said, you must inquire until your intelligence is fully satisfied. That was very, very, very profound advice. And I did that. And I never accepted anything blindly. There used to be so many things. Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. But unless I heard it from Prabhupada, I didn't accept it. You see. And then a letter came out. Prabhupada said, there's so many false things in our ISKCON. Prabhupada said this and Prabhupada said that. It's like there used to be one. Prabhupada said you can't have more than 7 chickpeas for breakfast. And I remember it's a strict rule, you know, you can only have 7 chickpeas, Prabhu. If you have 8, you'll fall into Maya. You'll fall down if you have 8 chickpeas. Ridiculous things in the early days. You see. So when that letter came out, I was so happy. Well, Prabhupada realized some of this stuff, crazy stuff is going on. You see. So the point is, read the books. Sometimes it is said this. Become a sage, page by page. The more you study these books, you become a great sage.
šventesnis.
A each page you become more and more of a sage, is it?
Kiekvieną puslapį skaitydamas tampi vis gilesniu išminčiu.
Every time you read one more page of Prabhupada books, you become that closer to being a pure devotee.
Kiekvieną kartą, kai perskaitai dar vieną puslapį, tu priartėji prie savo gyvenimo tikslo.
So it's very important to hear the classes as much as possible.
Labai svarbu, kiek įmanoma daugiau klausyti paskaitų.
And to personally read all the books.
Ir asmeniškai perskaityti visas knygas.
It's like we are. You're translating what book now?
Kokia knyga verčiat?
Bhagavad. Fourth canto? She's working so hard at, huh?
Tenth canto?
Seven.
Tenth canto.
Oh, ten. So she's working so hard to translate, for what purpose? How many years you spent doing this translation work? How many years?
Five.
For 5 years she's been working just so the book is printed, no, so we can read it. Lithuanian, right? Yeah. So that these books are there for us to study.
At
the same time, we should be actively engaged in service. So it's very clear here that Prabhupada wants us to accept a spiritual master with full understanding as to why we should accept a spiritual master. Well, why? Because Krishna says to do it, that's why. But Krishna, I want us to take you as my guru. One might argue. You are the original spiritual master, I'll just have you as my guru. Who needs this disciplic succession? I'll just be a disciple of Krishna, I'll become Arjuna's god brother. What does Krishna say? What does he tell Arjuna in the Adi Purana? Ye me bhakta jana parata na me bhakta stache janaha mad bhakchanam che ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee,
tas, kuris yra mano atsidavęs,
na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee.
Yes, ne mano atsidavęs.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Bet tikrasis mano atsidavęs yra tas, kuris yra atsidavęs mano atsidavusiam.
So you want to be a devotee of Krishna?
Taigi, jeigu nori būti atsidavusiu Krishnos,
do you really want to be a devotee of Krishna?
Ar tikrai nori būti?
Then you have to be a devotee of Krishna's devotee.
Tada turi būti Krishnos atsidavusiu, atsidavusiu.
So to do that, you have to find out what is an actual devotee.
Taigi, tam reikia išsiaiškinti, kas yra Krishnos atsidavęs.
See somebody with a nice big beard, talks, you know, twirls a lotus flower in his fingers and talks very flowery language.
Ar tas, kuris turi labai ilgą barzdą ir laiko gėlę rankoje ir labai gražiai šneka.
Many of us were misled by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, myself included. I was his disciple. And many people in back in the 60s got misled by Guru Maharajji. He's a young chubby kid from India. Fatty kid. And He had many followers, and they were called the Premis. And they rented a huge, famous athletic stadium in Houston called the Astrodome. So he got up in front of all the Premis and with a peacock feather in his hair, holding a flute. They didn't realize how they were being cheated, you see. But our devotees were out in the parking lot distributing books like anything, trying to save the poor premies from this bogus guru, you see. You see, this is the age of bogus gurus. It's the Kali Yuga. There's bogus gurus everywhere. Bhakti Prabhupada said every day, he said, India is a mystic factory and every day they manufacture another incarnation of God. So it's happening. There's some bogus character from Mauritius comes now to Vilnius with long hairs. And so it's going on. The bogus gurus are there.
Taigi, tai vyksta.
You see his teachings, he doesn't mention Krishna even once.
Jeigu žiūrėsite apie jo mokymus, pamatysite, kad tenais Krishna's
impersonalism.
Paprasčiausias impersonalism.
So we're not interested in this impersonal philosophy.
Taigi mes nesidomim impersonalizmo filosofija.
Which come to the ultimate conclusion that I'm God, you're God, and we're all God.
Kurios yra išvada, kad aš ir tu visi esame dievai.
How could we all be God?
Kaip tai gali būti?
That doesn't make sense.
Tai visiškai nelogiška.
God's the supreme being.
Dievas yra aukščiausias.
How there can be more than one supreme being?
Kaip gali būti daugiau negu vienas aukščiausias.
Just like here in Lithuania, you have a supreme court, correct?
Kaip čia Lietuvoje turite aukščiausią teismą.
Well, how many supreme courts do you have here in Lithuania?
O kiek turite aukščiausių teismų?
You have 50 of them?
50.
How many do you have? How many supreme courts?
Kiek aukščiausių teismų turite?
One. That supreme court means one.
Nes aukščiausias teismas reiškia, kad
jis... If there's more than one, it's not supreme.
Jeigu daugiau, tai ne aukščiausias.
Supreme means one without a second.
Aukščiausias reiškia vienas.
So the my bodies, they directly or indirectly propagate this idea that everybody is the supreme being. In fact, in India, they have a saying, it's called Daridra Narayan. That the poor beggar out on the street, he is Narayan. So by feeding the poor people, we are doing Narayan Seva. But since when is Narayan a poor man?
Bet nuo kada Narayan yra vargšas?
Who's always at the lotus feet of Narayan, massaging his lotus feet? Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune.
Sėkmės dėvė Lakshmi.
So how Narayan can become a poor man doesn't make any sense.
Tai nėra visiškai logiška.
But it's a very popular idea in India, Daridra Narayan, the poor Narayan.
Indijoje labai populiari idėja, Daridra Narayan.
There was another book, his name was Dadu Bhagavan.
Toks dar vienas buvo netikras mokytojas, Dadu Bhagavan.
Dadu means old man.
Dadu reiškia senas.
He has the gray hairs, you know,
pažažylės,
wrinkles all over his face.
Jis raukšlėjęs.
He's an old man.
Senas žmogus.
So they had Dadu Bhagavan.
Tai jie vadino Dadu Bhagavan.
Huh? Dada Bhagavan.
Dada Bhagavan.
I like to call him Dudu Bhagavan. Dudu means stool. It's afraid kid talk for stool in America. Dudu Bhagavan. So all this nonsense is going on. We should not be fooled by it. We should find out the bona fide spiritual master in descending succession. And then we should follow Krishna's instructions. We should learn the truth from him by inquiring from him, by serving him. And that service ultimately means becoming his disciple. That's when you fully give your life to serving him.
Tai, kada jūs pilnai atiduodate savo gyvenimą tarnauti jam.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Jūs galiu paklausti.
Sankirtan Prabhu.
Mano klausimas yra, kad gerai, jeigu kažkas turi galimybę asmeniškai gyventi su mokytoju ir jam tarnauti, bet dažniausias atvejis dabar yra tokia galimybė, kad tu pamatai mokytoją gal kartą gyvenime, gal kelis kartus iš didelį atstumą. Ir kaip tada gyveninti šitus įrodymus praktiškai, kaip pastovi kiekvieną dieną tarnauti ir klausti mokytojų. It's very rare opportunity that someone can has a personal relationship with spiritual master continually. And usually we have once in a life or few times in a life and from very far distance. So how practically we can have this... exchange, how we can serve every day and have this interaction with spiritual master, because it's needed.
Yes. You are now the second generation, you get much more contact with your guru than we had with Prabhupada.
Taip, jūs sekanti kartą, nuo Prabhupados gaunate galimybę bendrauti su mokytoju daug daugiau, negu mes galėdavom gauti.
Prabhupada only saw his guru 10 times in his whole life, and maybe not even 10 times.
Šita Prabhupada ir pats gal tik tai 10 kartų matė savo dvasinį mokytoją.
I saw Prabhupada, see, I saw him in San Francisco, I saw him in Los Angeles, I saw him in New Vrindavan, I saw him in West Virginia, I saw him in Atlanta, about 5 different times.
O šilo Prabhupada mačiau tik 5 kartus.
And that's in a period of 6 years. I saw him 5 times.
Per 6 metus mačiau jį 5 kartus.
From 71 when I joined up till 77 when he departed.
nuo 71 iki 77.
So the thing is, physical presence is not required. You have to take the spiritual master into your heart. And when you do so, then you're in his constant association. So that's the secret. There's two forms of the spiritual master's presence. They are called Vani and Vapu.
Vani ir Vapu.
Vapu is his physical presence.
Vapu yra jo fizinis buvimas.
Vani is his vibrational presence, his instructions.
O Vani yra jo nurodymai, jo vibracija.
So, Vapu is present sometimes and not present sometimes.
Vapu kartais yra, kartais nėra.
But Vani is always present.
Bet
I mean, Vani is always present.
Jo nurodymai yra visą laiką su jumis.
So you have to learn Vani Seva, how to serve the order of the spiritual master. Not just how to, you know, touch his feet or put a garland when he comes or something like that. Those are all right. But the ones who actually become advanced in Krishna consciousness, they know how to associate with the order of the spiritual master. When Prabhupada was here, some devotees got a lot of personal association. And when Prabhupada left the planet, they left the movement. Because they didn't learn how to do Vani Seva. Some devotees learn how to serve in separation. And when Prabhupada left the movement, he didn't leave the movement, when Prabhupada left this world, their service went on interruptedly because they were already serving in separation to begin with. It's interesting to note how the Goswamis took more pleasure in serving Krishna in separation than they did in meeting. They were fully qualified to see Krishna face to face. But yet they found that serving in separation was the sweetest pleasure. So they could call out for Krishna, "Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna?" He Rat, He Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nandasuna Kutaha, Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale, Kalindivane Kutaha. Where are you, Radharani?
Kurta Radharani.
Queen of Vrindavan.
Karaliene Vrindavana.
Where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj? Are you on the Govardhan Hill? Are you in the groves on the bank of the Jamuna? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? They would serve in this mood of the anguish of separation. Just like a lover separated from their beloved. In the same way, Prabhupada said, serving the ecstasy of serving the spiritual master in separation is greater than serving him in meeting. So in this way, one should learn how to connect with one's spiritual master. Taking his order is the very life and soul. And then one will have him packed tightly within the heart. And one will never be separated from his spiritual master for all of eternity. This is Prabhupada did with his guru, you see. As Prabhupada did with Bhakti Siddhanta, we should do with our spiritual master. Next question,
yeah. Kam tada reikalingas tas iniciacijos procesas, kad kitai mokytojai gyvai sutikti. Malkas kurenti ir panašiai. One can think that if it is more important the Vanisava, then there is no need to have formal initiation, because you can take instructions from far, far away, from different continent, and follow them. Why it is need to burn the fire, use the woods, and have personal contact with spiritual master?
Because that's the order of Krishna.
Nu, toks yra Krishnos nurodymas.
A disciple means formal commitment.
Mokinys reiškia turi būti formalus pažadas.
That vow has to be there. And that's one of the, in the Vedic culture, that's one of the samskaras, the of purification of consciousness, to take diksha.
Vedinėje kultūroje tai viena iš samskarų priimti iniciaciją, tai iniciacijos ceremonija, kad oficialiai duodami pažadai mokytojai.
So that diksha solidifies, that becomes a two-way thing. In your heart you may think, well yes, I would like to follow this guru.
So širdies gali sakyti taip, aš pasiruošęs sekti guru.
But diksha means now it's two ways. You've accepted him and he's accepted you also as disciple.
Diksha tai iš abiejų pusių, oficialiai tu priimi mokti ir mokytojas priima tave.
Without diksha, he has not taken the responsibility to deliver you back to Krishna.
Be iniciacijos, mokytojas neprisimė atsakomybės tave pargabenti pas Krishna.
But with diksha, now he has taken the commitment that even if I take birth after birth, I will save you from this material world.
Bet per iniciaciją mokytojas prisima pažadą gyvenimas po gyvenimo dėti pastangas, kol tu grįžti.
So diksha then it solidifies and through that solemn vow an eternal connection between the two.
Taigi iniciacija įtvirtina amžiną ryšį tarp dviejų asmenybių.
Just following some instruction of a guru doesn't do them.
Tik sekant mokyto nurodymus, tai nevyksta.
You have to make that vow and he has to accept you.
Tu turi duoti pažadą ir mokytojas turi priimti tave.
That's why the Ritviks, they say, well, you can just have Prabhupada as your guru right now. But no, Prabhupada said, I will not accept any more disciples. He said that in
1977.
So there has to be a living guru who gives you diksha in order for you to actually be a disciple. You can't say, well, I'll be Prabhupada. These Ritviks, they initiate people as Prabhupada's disciple, but they yagya.
Ritvikai daro jagi ir inicijuoja žmonės į Prabhupados mokinius.
Which is completely bogus, because Prabhupada said, and you can hear it on the tapes, Prabhupada said, I'm not going to accept any more disciples.
Bet jūs aiškiai galite įrašus įsigėdėti, kaip Prabhupada pasakė, aš tokio mokinio.
He was very ill, he's getting ready to leave the world, he said, I'm not going to accept any more disciples.
Jau labai senas ir viskas, sakė, tokio mokinio.
Some man came, wanted to get initiated, Prabhupada told him to take initiation from one of his disciples.
Ir kad jis vienas žmogus sakė, aš noriu iniciacijos iš Prabhupados. Prabhupada sakė, priimk vieną iš mano...
So I guess Prabhupada hadn't read the Ritvik philosophy books.
Turbūt Prabhupada neskaitė šitų Ritvikų knygų.
Prabhupada was not a follower of Ritvik philosophy.
Jis nesiekė Ritvikų filosofiją.
He instructed a man to take initiation from one of his disciples.
Jis nurodė tam vyrui tapti savo mokiniu.
Because Prabhupada wasn't going to take any more disciples.
Nes Prabhupada daugiau mokinių nepriėmė.
Next.
Hare Krishna. Gal mokytas galėtų padėti suprasti, kad guru yra principas, ta prasme, kad guru yra ne šitas kūnas.
Maybe you can help to understand that guru means a principle. Guru means he is not this body. Guru is
a jiva. He's not just a... The guru is a person.
Guru yra asmenybė.
Not his body, he's a person.
Jis nėra kūnas. Guru yra asmenybė.
Not just some principle, he's a person.
Tai nėra tik šiaip principas. Tai
specific person.
Tai yra gyvas asmo.
This is not some impersonal thing. You see, the Mayavadi may say, oh, just a principle. That's Mayavadi philosophy.
Mayavadi sako, kad čia guru yra tik principas.
The guru is a living person.
Guru yra gyvas asmo.
Like, there's that prayer by Bhaktivinoda, he says,
kaip Bhaktivinoda kūra sako,
he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die, when thou art living, still in sound and living, try to spread the holy name around.
Kvailas yra tas, kuris sako, kad Vaishnavas miršta. Iš tikrųjų, jisai lieka savo garso vibraciją ir skleidžia toliau Krishna žinią.
So the spiritual master is an eternal personality.
Dvasinis mokytojas yra amžina gyva būtybė.
And he's still present for his disciples, for all, wherever they may be. He's never separated. They're never separated from him.
So he's
not just a principle, he's a person. It's a real person. Questions, Mark? Let's see, back here.
Hare Krishna. Ar galima tikėtis, kad kada nors Lietuvoje bus lietuviškai kalbantis mūsų sampradajos guru, galbūt gimtąją kalbą kalbantis guru galėtų labiau sudominti plačiasias mases Krišnos mokymu?
Is it possible that in the future there will be gurus in Lithuania who will speak Lithuanian language, because it will be very good for preaching to the masses?
Ačiū labai. I speak Lithuanian. Ajulavan. Yeah, there could be. Sure, why not? If you become a first-class disciple, you could become a guru also.
In the future.
Next.
We know that for a neophyte it is very dangerous to have a fault-finding mood. But also we hear that other sampradayas like Gaudiya Math and Ritviks, they are not good. We hear criticisms. But they are still devotees. Like Gaudiya Math, they are also chanting their rounds, and I don't know what principles they are following, or what, but they are still trying. And so can we keep them as in their mind as devotees?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're devotees, certainly. But we should also see the distinctions. That they're not strictly following all the principles that Prabhupada taught us.
Mano klausimas buvo, kad mes kaip neofitai turėtume turėti tokią labai nuolankę nuotaiką ir nekritikuoti baktų, visų baktų. Bet mes girdime tą kritiką apie Gaudiya Math ir Ritvikus, bet jie vis tiek yra atsidarę.
I will give you an example. One day, Guru Mataji and I were invited for lunch with the head of the, you know, Radha Raman temple in Vrindavan. Very nice temple. So they're very nice devotees. So the head of that temple invited Guru Mataji and I for lunch one day. We took lunch with him and his wife. And his wife told my wife, they don't follow our principle about no listens. One Mataji to another Mataji. She honestly said, we don't follow that rule. So they are not as strict. They are not strictly following Vaishnava principles. These other Vaishnavas don't strictly follow these principles. They're loose. We're not finding fault with them. We appreciate them. But at the same time, we understand that Prabhupada has taught us to do what is actually the standard that Krishna wants, and they don't follow them. So it's not that it's all one. There are Vaishnavas on different levels. There are those who strictly follow Vaishnava principles. As Prabhupada has taught us. And there are those who do not strictly follow Vaishnava principles. One Gaudiya Math Sannyasi, who has a big following, and even his followers are now preaching here in Lithuania. One Gaudiya Sannyasi, whose followers are preaching now in Lithuania, said that there are no sincere devotees of Krishna within ISKCON. The only ones who are sincere, the only sincere ISKCON devotees, the ones who leave ISKCON and join him. So do you think we should find some fault with that idea, or we accept his idea and I'll join him?
Tai kaip man atrodo, turėtume matyti trūkumą šito idėjai ir priimti šią idėją ir prisijungti prie jo.
You see why we have to make some distinctions? We don't dishonor him, we respect him for his Krishna consciousness. At the same time, we have to see that there is some discrepancy in what he's saying, and it's not true, and we have to see that.
He's
preaching bogus philosophy. And he criticized ISKCON very heavily.
So,
it's not all one.
Taigi, ne viskas yra viena.
And he have a following now in Vilnius, I've heard.
Aš girdėjau, dabar yra daug jo pasikėjo Vilniuje.
So you know, you gotta watch out for these other groups. They're preaching against Prabhupada.
Taigi, reikia stebėti, nes jie pamokslauja prieš Prabhupada.
They say Jai Prabhupada, and then when you get to then they make a show of being for Prabhupada, but then they subtly criticize Prabhupada behind the back. They'll put a picture of Prabhupada, they'll offer puja to Prabhupada to attract me. All the ISKCON devotees feel it's all the same. But then when you get down to the details, they'll find out, well, actually they think that you must leave ISKCON because really you're not sincere unless you join our movement. But you're not really a devotee. So we have to make these distinctions. It's not a matter of fault finding, it's a matter of making distinctions.
Jai Prabhupada is the bait.
The bait, yeah.
The bait. They spread it so they can...
And so we have to make these distinctions. They're actually wanting to destroy our movement, and they're saying Jai Prabhupada. So what can we do? We have to make some distinctions.
They have to give the bait to hook up the insincere devotees. They have to put out the bait of Jai Srila Prabhupada so that the insincere devotees can be hooked up.
Actually, it's far in terms of other Vaishnava Sampradayas. In terms of other Vaishnava Sampradayas, Krishnadas Kaviraj states in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that anyone who does not accept Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a demon. So is Krishnadas Kaviraj guilty of fault finding? Was he telling us the truth? See, fault finding is one thing, but telling the truth is another thing. Fault finding means you're an envious person, you just want to criticize others to put them down, to put yourself up. That's called fault finding. But telling the truth is another thing. Telling the truth is to protect people from being misled by bogus philosophies. So yeah, there's a difference between telling the truth and fault finding. A lover of truth doesn't hate anyone. He loves everyone. But because he loves everyone, he has to distinguish between what is bona fide Vaishnavism and what is Sahaja
Vaishnavas.
So that people will not be misled. Yeah.
What you have explained now, this mode is acceptable for a spiritual master to criticize. But for a neo.
It's not really criticizing.
Not to criticize, no. But to correct. Or.
It's just a matter of stating what is actually true, that's all. And the neophyte should also learn how to do this. Because you're preaching to people, so you have to protect them from being misguided. You should also learn how to preach this way. Lord Chaitanya has already become a guru, hasn't he? Have you read? Lord Chaitanya has ordered you, Janavidei Dasi, to become a guru.
Jari Deka Taheka,
Krishna Upadesha Maragaya Guru, Yotai Desh. Whoever you meet, you instruct him in the teachings of Krishna, and this way you become guru. Lord Chaitanya is telling you to become a guru. So, well, you surrendered or not? You have to learn how to preach to save people from being misguided. You have to learn how to do it in a way that is effective and doesn't give people a bad impression. So sometimes we use a technique called in like a needle, out like a plow also. If you come in like a plow and come out like a plow, people become agitated. But if you come in like a needle, then you can come out like a plow with no problem. So that's the difference between a neophyte preacher and an advanced preacher. And a neophyte comes in like a plow and goes out like a plow. An advanced devotee knows how to come in like a needle and then come out like a plow. So now you learn how to become. Now you learn how to become. How to go in like a needle. You have to learn how to go in like a needle.
Sometimes neophyte goes in a needle and
remain needle inside and
becomes. That's another neophyte problem. They go in like a needle and come out like a needle too. Yatama tatama, it's all one. It's all one.
They don't come out.
Yeah, they may not even come out. They go in like a needle and they don't even come out again. They just come absorbed. Yeah. The real thing is in like a needle, out like a plow. You have to become expert. In fact, Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur gives the technique how to go in like a needle and out like a plow. Prabhupada describes this in detail. He will fall down at the feet of some gentleman. He will flatter him 100 times. My dear sir, you were so learned. You're so aristocratic. You're surrounded by wonderful family members. Your family heritage is so wonderful. You go on glorifying, glorifying, glorifying. Then if I says, okay, what do you want? Whatever you have learned, please forget it. Just take Bhagavad Gita as your guiding principle from now on, that's it. So Prabhupada Sarasvati is the example of in like a needle and out like a plow. Next.
I want to ask a question in regard of associating with Mayavadi gurus.
Mm.
And is it appropriate for the guru, a Prabhupada disciple, to inquire for instructions of Sahajiya Mayavadi?
So a bona fide guru will not take instructions from Mayavadis, no. He will only, in fact, Lord Chaitanya has very clearly stated, Mayavadi hoi aparadhi. Mayavadis are offenders. It's also stated, Mayavadi basha shunyoi hoi sarvanash. If one hears from Mayavadis, his spiritual life is ruined. Now a devotee may go preach to Mayavadi. And you may be very diplomatic when you do that. But the goal is not to learn from them, but to save them from Mayavadi philosophy. So for preaching, you can definitely go and preach to Mayavadis if you're an expert preacher. But you don't go as a student. You go to save them from Mayavadi philosophy. Next.
Kaip žinoti, kaip pasirinkti dvasinį mokytoją.
there is a need to find a spiritual master, and I want to ask how to choose a spiritual master.
Actually, you don't have to go looking for a spiritual master. Prabhupada said like that. Just have to be sincere that now I want to surrender myself to Krishna. And as soon as you come to that sincere desire that now I must fully surrender to Krishna, Krishna will send the spiritual master to you. And you will know, now I have found my spiritual master. If you haven't found him yet, that means you're not ready to surrender yet. So don't worry about finding your guru. You just be serious that now I must surrender fully to Krishna. And then you will see how Krishna has brought your guru to you. Next. No absurd inquiries.
Absurdiškų klausimų neduokit.
Tai nežinau, tai čia jis absurdiškas. Iš tikrųjų, jeigu yra kokia bėda, sakykit, su kokia malda reikia kreiptis į Krishna?
If someone is in a danger, how one should pray to Krishna?
Tamvakara kamalavarena kamadbhuta singam Dalita hiranya kashipu tanu bringam Keshavadrita narahari rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. Lord Srinadev, you chant a Sringa prayer. Lord Srinadeva will protect you from all danger. Actually, it happened one time. Guru Mataji and I were driving down the road. It was a blizzard, actually. And there was ice everywhere. And I don't know why I did it, but I decided to take a shortcut to the temple. I got off the main highway in a little two-lane county road, very small, like country road, you know. It was a horrible mistake. And there was a banks dropping off each side like this, steep banks. And the road was pure ice. As soon as we got on that road, I was driving along, and the car did a 270-degree spin. And went flying backwards off an embankment to our certain death. We had a little tiny Toyota, a little tiny cheap Toyota car. And we were flying through the air, getting ready to crash into who knows what. And we thought, this is it, we're going to be dead. So Guru Mata yelled out, Hare Krishna! And I yelled, Nrsimhadev! And you know what happened? It's amazing. There was so much snow that it was like a pillow. Our car landed in a pillow of snow. It wasn't even scratched. We didn't bang our heads on the windshield. Nothing even happened. And there was a bunch of Christians out that day. They knew that many cars were going off the road from some church. About maybe a dozen of them came in a van. So they were going up and down the road looking for somebody to help. They were trying to be the good Samaritan like in the Bible. So Guru Mata, she didn't waste a second. She went running up there and waving her arms. And I was saying, Davy, what are you doing? And I was thinking, what's she doing running up the road like this? She's so. I was thinking she was a little carried away, but Mataji knew what she was doing. Mataji knew exactly what she was doing. Because many cars had gone off the road. Because she was up there waving her arms, they came to us first.
I don't know if the Christians were going for
Samaritan work because
because there were so many cars ahead of us, also stranded, they were not coming out to help anyone.
From my perspective, because Mataji waved her arms, they came to us first. They got out, they stopped the car, they got out of the van, they all came running down the bank. Our car was a little an early model Toyota, a little tiny little Toyota back, like, you know, 1960s model, you know, very tiny little Toyota. They got behind our car and they physically pushed our car back on the road. And we made it back in time for the Sunday feast at the temple. We thought we were dead, and now we're back at the Sunday feast taking prashad. You see? And I yelled out, she yelled out Hare Krishna, and I yelled out in Shringadev, you see. So in your danger, just go Hare Krishna or go Nrsingadev. And you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Yeah, it'll be okay. Next question. All right. Okay, another one from Asta Shaki.
Čia iš temos, ta prasme, buvo šiandien pasakyti apie spekuliacijos ir sausi samprotavimai. Kas yra sausi samprotavimai? Nes šiek tiek kalbina apie pamokslavimus.
I want to clarify, what does it mean, dry speculations? Dry...
Speculation is dry, by no way, it's very nature.
Apskritai, spekuliacijos visos yra sausos.
I think...
Aš galvoju...
Instead of taking the authoritative knowledge coming from the acharyas, because you're proud and puffed up and you don't want to hear from anyone, you want to speculate with your own brain what do you think is the truth. By its very nature, speculation is dry. It may appear to be a little wet in the beginning, but it becomes very dry after some time. That's why the Mayavadis will end up doing social welfare work after due course. They cannot remain satisfied in the speculative skies of Brahman. That's why they come out to open hospitals or do some humanitarian work, Prabhupada says. There's no juice in Brahman. They speculate on Brahman. This is Brahman, that is not Brahman, in that way they speculate. In the beginning it may seem very juicy, but there's nothing there, it's just the Brahman. So it becomes very dry. Next.
Hare Krishna, you mentioned that that we should become gurus according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we try to tell the truth for people, but somebody sees that as finding faults, so how to...
You have to master the art of going in like a needle, coming out like a plow. If your preaching is not successful, then there's one of two reasons it's not successful. Either you're coming in like a plow, or you're going in like a needle and coming out like a needle. You have to learn the art of how to come in like a needle and out like a plow, and then you'll be a successful preacher. If you come in like a plow, they won't want to hear you. Who are you? You have to learn how to come in like a needle. Very humble. Very sweet. Very mellow. You see? But then once you get in there, then you can preach. Once you actually establish their trust in you by your sweet, humble Vaishnava dealings, then you can speak heavy truth. It's like I do with you all, you see. I say some pretty heavy stuff here, you see. Because I've I've come in like a needle, therefore I can come out like a plow and get away with it.
Nes jie jau kaip padata, dėl to galiu išėti kaip plūgas.
You see? If I just come in with my guns blazing, you wouldn't want to hear from me. I come in very with the straw in the teeth, very, you know, very humbly bowing down and, you know, worshipping you all and glorifying you. You see? Then you're, oh, I think we can hear from him. So in this way, you see? Sweet in the sweetest honey. The Acharya has two qualities. He's what is that? He's strict as a thunderbolt. And what's the other one? Soft as a rose. He's very soft like a rose. Ah. But he's very strict like a thunderbolt. Zap. So maybe he's coming in like a thunderbolt. You don't know how to come in like a rose. You see. You have to learn how to come in like a rose and soften up your listeners, and then you can zap them with thunderbolts. But now you're trying to zap them with thunderbolts and they're just getting disturbed because you're not coming in, you don't know how to be soft like a rose. You're too harsh. You have to learn how to become very sweet, and then you can give the harsh truth. Yeah. Guru Mata has made a very nice point. If you study the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, who was the leading Mayavadi in the court of Maharaj someone, Prat Pratapa Rudra, if you study that pastime, you'll see that Lord Chaitanya submissively heard Mayavadi philosophy for many, many, many days without saying a word. The Guru Maharaj became a little amazed because all the other students were asking questions. Guru Maharaj, what about this? Guru Maharaj, what about that? And Chaitanya just was silent. The Guru Maharaj said, I've been speaking to you for so many days, but you're remaining silent. Don't you have any questions? And then Lord Chaitanya he defeated Mayavadi philosophy. Defeated him. He was shocked. A disciple challenging the spiritual master? But he ended up becoming a disciple of Lord Chaitanya. So sometimes we have to hear nonsense philosophy for many, many, many days, you see. And show that we're very submissive and humble people, you see. And then you have to, in that way you melt their hearts. And then finally you have the opportunity, and then you can pull out the thunderbolts. So your problem is you're trying to be a thunderbolt right off the bat because you're puffed up. You have to become humble like a rose, you see, soft like a rose. And then in due course you can preach very strongly, but you have to learn the art of coming in like a rose. That's a big problem you have, you're really puffed up. I'm giving you some thunderbolts now, you see. Because I've softened you up in the past, now I'm giving you some thunderbolts. You're a very puffed up girl. Because of that, you're not able to preach very effectively. So now you learn how to become very, very soft like a rose. Very, very sweet with your husband and all the devotees in your community. Very, very sweet. So everybody just loves you like anything. And then, once you have that trust, then you can give some heavy points. Okay? Very good. Anything else? All right, one more last question. Well, you had a question? No? Okay. All right. Yeah. This is the last one. We're going a little over. This man has raised his hand. He hasn't asked a question yet. Yeah. This man here.
Šūčiai dėmesys, ta prasme, sugalvos, kur kontroliuoja dėmesį, paskui neišeina įsiklausyti net į balsą savo, bet gerai kartuoti žemą.
Klausimas, kaip susikoncentruoti.
Jo, kaip
Sometimes it's very hard to concentrate on the japa. How to learn this art?
I get up before the sun. Get up in the early morning before the sunrise and take a bath. The early morning, it's very easy to chant good japa. But once the sun comes up and everybody's running here, running there, the mode of passion becomes predominant. What time of the day do you try to chant your rounds? What hour? What time of day?
After lunch, usually.
Oh, that's the problem. See, there's different modes of nature during the day. In the early morning before sunrise, it's the mode of goodness is very powerful. And after the sun comes up, the mode of passion becomes very powerful. In the evening, the mode of ignorance becomes powerful. The mode of passion is not conducive for meditation. The mode of passion means running here, running there, go this, go there, this, the like downtown Kaunas during the day, is it? So it's not a good atmosphere for meditation. You got to get up early in the morning when it's very peaceful. The sun has not even come up yet. That's so peaceful. You'll be able to go deep, deep, deep into Hare Krishna mantra. You'll be amazed. Go to bed early and get up early. You'll have incredible japa.
Dar norėčiau paklausti, o jeigu, tarsi, mano protas labai neramus, tarsi, man aš atsikeliu ryte ir man dėšiučiu, kad dar mano protas dar jis dirba, tarsi, tai aš, kai kartu man labai sunku tą dėmesį sugaudyti, man tas, kartas neišėina, kartas išėina kažkaip paėjim, tokia kaip pusina, kad man išėina, tarsi, kartas automatiškai, kartas stengiasi neišėina kažkaip.
I found that still in the morning my mind is restless. Maybe there is some tips how to concentrate better.
The early morning hours, your mind is easier to control. Once the sun comes up, the mind becomes more wild. Your mind will naturally be very peaceful before sunrise in the morning. So if you learn how to connect with Krishna at that time, then that peacefulness will carry it throughout the whole day. So that's the key. Getting up early will help you master the art of controlling your mind. You're trying to get out of getting up early. Don't try to do that.
You're
trying to find a way to do it without getting up early because you don't want to get up early.
Tu tiesiog nori išvengti to, kad keltis anksti ryto.
See? Don't try to cheat.
Nebandyk sukčiauti.
Krishna is a bigger cheater. He'll out-cheat you.
Krishna tave apgaus vis vieną.
You follow the program of rising early in the morning and your mind will, you become a very expert master of your own mind. It's called yogi.
Išmok anksti
keltis. Yogi means one who can control his mind, you see.
Ir būsi jogas.
If you rise early and chant Hare Krishna, you'll become yogi.
Rimtas yogas.
Very controlled mind, you see.
Tavo protas bus sukontroliuotas.
Anything else? Yeah.
Čia dėl apie pamokslavimą noriu paklausti, apie tos plūgus radotas. Aš turiu tokią kolegę darbę, vyresnio amžiaus už mane, ir mes ten labai dažnai diskutuojam apie Dievą, jinai prašo manęs paskaityti, ką aš ten verčiu. Tai viskas labai gražu, bet ir tai jau tęsiasi gana ilgai, bet ne nieko savo gyvenime nenori keisti, kad visme nenori atsisakyti ten visos valgymo ir panašiai. Ir tai kaip čia pritaikyti tos dabar visus patarimus, ar jai tiesiog leisti, kaip sakyt, daryti kaip jie išeina, ar vis dėl to tą blūgą pabandyti pritaikyti. One woman and we work together, and she is very interested in spiritual science. We discuss often. She asks me to read what I am translating. She is interested in Vedic literature, but it continues for quite long time. But she doesn't want to change anything in her life. she meditating and so on. She's like Krishna, but and she doesn't change. So I think, what should I use this plow? Plow. Politics or
plow?
Politics or just to leave her to decide herself what to do, or be more heavy with her.
She wants to know how to deal with it. She's this a Christian woman who's interested in our philosophy a little bit? Have you given her prasadam, a lot of prasadam? You brought her to the temple yet?
Maybe in the future.
Yeah.
She may show someone may show the interest to find fault in comparison.
Does she find fault with our philosophy?
No.
She doesn't.
No.
I would induce her to come here. Come hear a lecture, for example.
Aš pakviešiu ją į paskaitą.
Like our being here tomorrow morning to hear Guru Maharaj's class. So there's a lady, we have a lady preacher here, and give me a wonderful class.
She's a better preacher.
I would try to bring her to the temple and see if you induce her to come, get her all excited about hearing a you know, visiting preacher.
Someone is very interested in hearing and they do not want to reciprocate. They have a motive behind it.
Aš manau, kad tiesiog yra motyvai kažkokie tai napus
to. To take the information, do something about that and teach in their own churches.
Maybe she's hearing about it, so is she hearing about our philosophy in order to defeat it?
Yes.
I'm asking you, she wants to defeat our philosophy, she's hearing them to defeat it and find fault with it?
No? She may not do it openly to her, within their own group.
Well, then you tell her what she should do. You have a good understanding, you tell her what she should do.
Is she willing to purchase the books? Is she willing to... Yeah, so that's another reason they take it and they tell just that Islamic person.
It's Islamic person?
No, there is an Islamic person who has studied our books, the Vedas and everything, just to criticize. He's a big speaker on the internet also.
So this lady is like that?
Could be.
I would... thing is, you know, our preaching is not based on one person. As it's stated in sales, some will, some won't. So what? Next. you don't base your preaching on one person. The whole world is out there. She's not that interested. Preach to somebody else. The whole world is out there waiting to be awakened in Krishna consciousness. You try your best, and if she's not interested, spend your energy on preaching to somebody else. But I would try to brag her to the temple. That's what I would do. Prabhupada didn't want to go, but he got dragged to hear Bhakti Siddhanta. He didn't want to go. Even Papa didn't want to go. But when he got dragged by Narendranath Malak, he gave in to the pressure and went to hear Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. As soon as he did, he was completely transformed within 10 minutes. So I would say drag her to the temple to hear a visiting preacher. You never know what can happen. You can introduce, if I'm here, if you can bring her tomorrow. See Bhagavatam. Tomorrow Bhagavatam is Gurumatam. Day after tomorrow is mine. Bring her for the morning class tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Drag her here. And you can personally introduce her, and I'll preach to her. Next question. Devi, you are done there, but I can speak a little longer. I see you're doing some work.
But your lectures So when you are done, I'll read
it. All right, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up then.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Okay, we'll stop here and we thank you all very much. Achulabai.
Yeah.